this is definitely a setback on this, as far as because it's one of our cornerstone employers.
Kevin Hayes is Washington County Administrator. He says while the county is ready to provide support to the 200 laid-off workers, closing the factory is a major blow in a town of 6,000.
I'm not sure if the community can absorb that number, especially when we have a catheter plant over in Argyle, which is about 250, closing almost at the same time. So with them leaving, that makes it almost 400 jobs, and that's a large change.
GE has employed people in its Washington County factories for over 70 years, making it a driving force behind the local economy. But factory closures are nothing new for Fort Edward. In the mid-1990s, Scott Paper shuttered its factory, eliminating about 300 jobs. Luckily, the paper factory was purchased by Irving Paper in 1996, and with 400 on the payroll, is now the largest employer in town. Chuck Weingart has owned the Agway True Value Hardware Store for 20 years and said the people of Fort Edward are fighters.
This town's a survivor town. People survive. I mean, they've been through a lot in this area, so they've had a lot of things happen. Mills close, move on, people lose their jobs, but they still survive and rally around this area. People are very supportive of the Fort Edward Hudson Falls area.
In addition to job losses at GE, there's also the issue of the factory building and its location. The plant sits on the town's main drag across from popular chains like McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, and Stewart's. Chamber of Commerce President Larry Moffitt believes the building at 334 Broadway could easily be converted to retail.
We do have 30,000 vehicles that pass through here. That would be an ideal area for shopping, shopping center, plaza, or such.
But there's one big problem.
The area is contaminated. We would hope that, obviously, it wouldn't be a dilapidated building. We would hope that it would be leveled and the site would be cleaned up.
Moffitt says the Environmental Protection Agency would have to work with General Electric to ensure the cleanup of PCBs is completed properly and efficiently. Agway True Value owner Chuck Weingart says cleaning up and repurposing the property would provide a much-needed boost for the area.
This town gets a lot of... It needs some positive news. It's a nice area to live. This whole area is beautiful, right up along the river. I mean, it's really... Need some good news.
Responding in a statement, GE says it's considering proposals from the union and the planned closure isn't official. However, if those negotiations fail, the factory will be closed in September of 2014. Management will provide assistance to impacted employees and work with them to explore job opportunities within the company. And for Edward, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.